A World Apart is a new movie about a white family in South Africa involved in the struggle against apartheid. It's set in 1963, and it's based on a true story. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
Movies about white anti-apartheid activists in South Africa have a built-in problem. However dramatic the suffering of liberal whites there may be, it seems beside the point compared with the suffering of the blacks they support. Fortunately, white heroism is not what A World Apart is about. The movie's screenwriter, Sean Slovo, is indeed the daughter of South African activists. Her father, Joe Slovo, is the only white member of the Executive Committee of the African National Congress. And her mother was Ruth First, a journalist and activist who was killed in exile by a parcel bomb in 1982. To the degree that the movie is about their struggle, A World Apart is rather ordinary. But mostly it's about something else, about the choices people make between their public commitments and their private lives. And in this case, about the choice that Sean Slovo's mother made between the anti-apartheid cause that needed her and the family that needed her more. On screen, Sean Slovo calls herself Molly Roth, and she's played by an extraordinary 13-year-old named Jodie May, who never tumbles into the child actress traps of excessive cuteness or precocious dignity. Her father has left the country under very hush-hush circumstances, and her proud, beautiful mother, Diana, seems distant and even hard to her daughter. Diana's political activities are always kept secret from young Molly, and though Molly understands why they have to be, she still feels left out and hurt. And then horrified, as her mother is arrested under a new law which decrees that anyone in South Africa can be held without charges for 90 days.
You're not going to take the address book. You can't take that. It's got the telephone numbers of our doctor, our dentist, all the children's friends.
There are names and numbers of banned people in there, Mrs. Roth.
For God's sake, I'm a journalist.
Go and pack your suitcase, Mrs. Roth.
Come on, help me. Jude, don't forget to remind Gran about the orthodontist this week. Molly, you must ask the Abelsons to collect you for writing.
No books except the Bible. No writing paper, no papers.
The tone of that sequence captures the movie's power. Slovo and the director, Chris Menges, realize they don't have to pound the evils of apartheid into our heads. They can concentrate on the intimate drama of a family's breakdown, and the tide of that drama will carry the film's political concerns along with it. Chris Menges, who has long been one of our finest cinematographers, has never directed a feature before, but his hand is absolutely sure. And for the first half of the movie, his camera seems to be inside young Molly's head, discovering her and the world around her at the same time. But as good as A World Apart is, something in it goes wrong when Diana is arrested. The film strays to take in Diana's point of view, and yet, as Barbara Hershey plays her, Diana is impenetrable, so consistently strong and sure and free of doubt that she seems almost inhuman. Perhaps that's the way Molly sees her, but that can't be the way we see her. We need to know more. Does she never waver in her courage, even when she realizes that that courage is destroying her family? When Diana attempts suicide, Hershey and Menges make even this most desperate of acts seem cool and precisely calculated, a political stratagem. That's a big flaw, and there are others. But in the end, they matter very little. The intelligence A World Apart exhibits is rare enough in any political film. This is the first time we've seen it in a film about the intransigent misery of South Africa.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and is a contributing correspondent to West 57th.